Every once in a while, being stranded at the airport can have an upside. Take the time commentator Teresa Amon got stuck in a terminal, and she heard a story from a man she'll never forget.
"You know I've got the Alzheimer's, don't you?" The man's words took me completely by surprise, and for a second, I thought I'd misunderstood. He'd been sitting next to me in the crowded airport and had been cheerfully chatting away for at least 10 minutes. Maybe a decade older than my 57 years, he'd been friendly and charming and totally articulate. I, on the other hand, had been my usual distracted self. Clicking off my cell, I finally gave him my full, undivided attention. A little begrudgingly, I'm embarrassed to admit now. "I'm sorry, sir, but did you just tell me you had Alzheimer's?" "Yes," he said. "As a matter of fact, I did." He never told me his name, and I guess he won't remember mine. But he did tell me his story, how it was just about a year ago when his longtime boss first suspected something was wrong and suggested he see a specialist. Single and living alone, he'd made the difficult decision to go ahead and leave his home and friends to be near his daughter, so when, as he put it, this stuff got worse, she would be nearby to take care of him. It had been hard at the beginning, leaving all his friends behind. But he had made new ones and even had a lady friend now, and life was good again. He was excited, too, because this was his first trip back home. He said he wanted to visit those friends he missed so much while he still remembered them. The airline man, he assured me, would tell him when to board. Because, he added softly, he just couldn't read anymore. Written words were a mystery now, impossible to decipher. It was, he declared in an exasperated voice, the darndest disease. He paused then, shaking his head and staring blankly at the wall, seeing things I think only he could see. Friends and memories and a life that he'd clearly loved. A smile hovered on his lips as though his thoughts brought him joy, and I was glad for that. But as he looked up and his eyes met mine, just for a fleeting moment, there was such bewildered sorrow in them, it took my breath away. Just as quickly as it was there, it was gone, and he straightened his shoulders ever so slightly, and with all the brave dignity anyone could ever wish for, he smiled kindly and asked me ever so gently, "Now, did I tell you I have the Alzheimer's?"
That's commentator Teresa Amon. She lives in Dallas, Texas.